And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're going to do so today. I'm going to throw you into the truck. Yeah, well, I'm not going to throw you into the truck. I'm going to open the door for you. I'm going to ask you to politely step into the truck. I'm going to ask you to sit down. I'm going to ask you to buckle up. And what we're going to do is we're going to go do a little house hunting. Yeah, you and I are going to go out and we're going to check out some real estate, because one of the things that I know you want to know is you want to know what kind of real estate we should be buying as real estate investors. So I thought what I would do is I'd put you in the truck. We'd take a drive to just a typical Lifestyles Unlimited single family residence that we would buy as investors. And, you know, we would turn it into clean, functional workforce housing. But a lot of you, as I have come to find out, are having difficulty wrapping your head around the concept of walking up to real estate that may not be in pristine condition. Yeah, you may not be used to walking up to real estate that's not in pristine condition. As a matter of fact, the real estate that we like to walk up to is dirty. It's nasty. If we get the bonus, it's smelly too. Yeah, dirty, nasty, and smelly. That's kind of what we're looking for. Now, we're not always looking for that extreme. Not everything that we buy is absolutely dirty, nasty, and smelly. But some of the best deals that we find are absolutely dirty, nasty, and smelly, and that's why we buy them. So what does a property look like when you come rolling up on it that's dirty, nasty, and smelly? Well, the first sign might be the yard. We'll roll up on this property, and here we go. We're in front of the property, and the first thing you notice is the yard. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Can we call it that? It's a tangled mess of weeds, dead plants. Perhaps there's even some small trees growing through the cracks of a crumbling driveway. The grass hasn't been cut in what looks like years, and it's turning into a habitat for pests. The facade, it's a facade of decay. The house itself sports peeling paint with large chunks missing, revealing rotten wood underneath. The roof is patched with tarps, indicating leaks, and gutters are overflowing or completely detached or clogged with leaves and debris of all kinds. Now, here's the best part. Even before we step inside the property, a foul stench assaults our senses. It's a mix of mold, mildew, and possibly something dead within the walls or under the porch. Are you afraid to go forward? Is every sense in your body telling you to turn around and run away from this disaster? I'm thinking you're in one of two camps. You're either really interested in this property or you're scared to death of this property. And we haven't even talked about the interior of the property. All we've done is we've rolled up on the property, we've taken a look at the property, we've assessed the exterior, we've determined that the exterior's got a lot of issues going on. Our noses are telling us that there's something else emanating from within the structure, and part of you just wants to run away. You want to run away. But if you ran away, you would potentially be running away from a property that could make you a lot of money. But let's proceed forward. Let's go into the property, shall we? Now, first of all, be careful of that front door. It's barely hanging on its hidden hinges. And it's leading into what once was, I don't know, I'd call it a living room, but now it's filled with clutter. There's old newspapers, there's broken furniture, garbage bags that have long since split open, spilling their contents all over the floor. The smell inside is overpowering. It's a cocktail of rotted food, animal waste, and dampness. The carpet, I don't know if we call it that. Well, I guess it one time was carpet. It's stained with substances you'd rather not identify. And as we walk across it, it's kind of squishing underfoot with moisture. It's kind of gross. It's very gross. The kitchen, biohazard. Total biohazard. The counters are covered in layers of grime and dried food remains. The appliances that are still in there are rusted and covered in mold. The sink is filled with murky water, possibly from a leaky pipe or a backed up drain. And then we get the opportunity to look in the bathrooms. The bathrooms. The bathrooms are beyond description. There's mold covering the walls, ceilings, and any visible surface. The toilets, well, they haven't been flushed in months, and they're filled with unspeakable filth. There's no telling what's growing in the shower or the bathtub, which might be hidden under a pile of debris. And the bedrooms are no better. There's old mattresses that are stained and rotting with evidence of pest infestations. I mean, let's think about mice, rats, or even larger animals that have made this place, their home. There's clothes, there's personal belongings that are strewn about, blending in with the dirt. Throughout the house, you'd find signs of severe structural damage, sagging floors, walls with visible water damage, and ceilings that look ready to collapse. Windows are either broken or so grimy that you can't see through them. And then there's the infestation. The property is not just dirty, but it's alive with pests. Roaches scatter across the floor. Spiders have taken over the corners. And there's a constant buzzing from flies or mosquitoes. And again, you are faced with a dilemma. Do you stay or do you run for the hills? Now, some of you, after I describe the property to you, you want nothing to do with this property. That's fine. But you're going to be walking away from something that has the potential to change your life. You're going to walk away from an asset that, when you know how to deal with the asset can produce income streams for you. It can produce equity captures for you. It can produce equity growth. It can produce five different ways we make money in real estate across the spectrum. Yeah, five different ways we make money in real estate. You want to know what they are? Okay. There's cash flow. Cash flow is important because our properties throw off a certain amount of cash every month. Now, there's a property that I was looking at before the show, and this particular property is throwing off cash flow of $304 per month. Now, what does that mean? $304 per month. Well, it means that spendable money that would come into your household over and above what you are doing to trade time for money because you're working to receive an income. See, when you invest in real estate, you're investing in streams of income that come into your household whether you go to work for them or not. And the reality is you don't go to work for them because there's really no work to go to. There really isn't. Because when you follow the business model correctly, the properties pay you monthly. Now, some of you are thinking, wow, $304, that isn't a lot of money. I mean, it's not a crazy amount of money. What could I do with $304? I don't know. What could you do with $304? Could you make a car payment with it? Some of you could. Could you pay your insurance bill with it? Yeah, some of you could. Could you take your spouse out to dinner and maybe a really nice dinner and a show for $304? Now we're talking, right? Because now you're doing something fun. Yeah, you're not just paying for a car. You're actually going to go out and go do something cool with the money that you make from real estate. And here's the other thing I want you to understand. When we're talking $304 in income, what we really need to do is we need to annualize that income, because we have to understand what that income means to us in relation to the other incomes that we make. Does that make sense? All right. So if you annualize $304, you come up with $3,648, effectively $3,700. When's the last time your boss gave you a raise of $3,700? Yet, if you bought this particular real estate asset, you would get a raise in your household. It's pretty interesting stuff, right? Now, some of you are going, well, yeah, Al, I get that, but doesn't it cost money to buy real estate? Well, it actually does. It does cost money to buy real estate. But when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you're going to find out that the way you buy real estate is to buy it with the least amount of money, of your own money, possible, so that you get the best returns on investment that the deal can provide. Pretty interesting, right? All right, so this deal I'm looking at that is producing $304 worth of cash flow per month, it's going to require $17,000 cash out of pocket. $17,000. What does that mean? It means you have to have $17,000 to buy this asset. Where does that money come from? Well, probably could come from savings. It could come from the fact that maybe you own some vehicles free and clear that you don't use anymore. You could get rid of those things, thus generating cash. And you'd be surprised where you have money sprinkled around in your household that you could tap into, that you could repurpose as real estate. Now check this out. If you take that $3,648 that we were talking about in annual cash flow, and you divide that by the $17,000 that you would need in order to effect this deal, do you know what your return on investment would be? Do you know how to calculate it? Okay, let me share with you how you calculate it. You take the $3,648, which is the annualized cash flow of $304. So we take $304, we multiply it by 12, we get $3,648. And then we divide that by the $17,000 cash out of pocket that we would need to put into the deal. And we're getting a 21.5% return on investment. You heard me correctly, 21.5% return on investment just on the cash on cash. Now, what we haven't talked about is the other ways that this particular property could make us money. But man, if we just stop and we think about for a moment the fact that we could buy this particular property and this property could produce a 21.5% return on investment just on the cash on cash, would you be interested in buying this property? And here's the answer. Yes. Yes, you should be interested in buying this property because this property is doing something for you that whatever you're doing for investments currently is not doing for you. Yes, you heard correctly. Yeah. So what are you getting in your investments right now? What is your blended rate of return in your stock portfolio or your mutual fund or wherever you've got your money saved? Because that money is actually a savings account. You don't see it as a savings account, but I see it as a savings account. You see it as an investment account, but I see it as a savings account because you don't know what you're invested in. You have no idea what the actual essential investments are in that vehicle, and therefore I consider it a savings account. Now, I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying that's what it is. And you just have to come to grips with it. You have to come to grips with it. So what are you getting for a rate of return wherever you have your money? Is it 21.5%? And chances are the answer is no. It's probably not 21.5%. And that's the amount of money that we're making, essentially, just on the cash flow. It has nothing to do with the equity that we would capture in this particular property. Now, when we analyze the property and we determine what it's going to take to buy this property, we know it's going to take about $17,000 cash out of pocket. And we know for a fact that we're going to capture about $30,000 in additional equity. What does that mean? How did I get there? Well, I guess you're going to have to come back from the break and find out how I got us to $30,000 worth of additional equity. It's going to blow your mind. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And what we're going to talk about right now is we're going to do a continuation of the first part of the show. And the reason we have to do a continuation of the first part of the show is because, well, I'm just going to come clean. I'm going to tell you what happened in the background. Now, when I do radio, I've I've got to be aware of a lot of different things. I've got to be aware of my proximity in time. I've got to be aware of what's going on with the digital systems that are providing my airwave voice to Rick. And I've got to be aware of all the different visual systems that I have up. I've got to be aware of the audio systems that I have up. There's a lot going on. And one of the things that I kind of misfired on was I misfired on my timing. I did, because I actually have a clock that keeps me on track, so I know how much time I have remaining in a segment. And I'm just coming clean with you, and I'm telling you what goes on in radio. So in the last segment, I actually, in my mind, I thought I had an extra minute, and all of a sudden Rick started playing the music, which was my cue to get out of the segment. So I get out of the segment, and I tell you that when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you the information that I failed to give you previously, because, well, I ran out of time. So what does this have to do with the crazy property that I described to you at the beginning of the show? And what does this have to do with investing? Well, this has everything to do with everything. This has to do with information flow. This has to do with the fact that I have been dropping pieces of information on you, and some of the information makes sense and some of the information doesn't make sense. For instance, I mentioned to you as we went to the break that in this particular deal that we're looking at, this property that we could buy that would cost $17,000, we'd have to reach into our pocket and pull $17,000 out to buy this property. But this property has an after repair value of $175,000. What does that mean? It means that when the property is all fixed up, in other words, it looks as nice as all of the nice properties in that particular neighborhood, it trades for $175,000 in the current marketplace. However, when you learn how to invest correctly in real estate, what you're going to find out is that you could buy this property and your all-in cost would be approximately $145,000. So the difference between that $145,000, which is your all-in cost, now let's talk about your all-in cost. That's your acquisition, what it cost you to buy the property. That's all of your repair costs. Those are all your closing costs. Those are all your holding costs. Everything wrapped up is a total of $145,000. But the property is worth $175,000. That's $30,000 of additional equity that you have captured in the marketplace. That's $30,000 of equity in addition to the $17,000 of equity that you purchased when you put your $17,000 into the deal. So your total equity in this asset would be $47,000. Pretty cool, right? Now let's take a step back and let's look at this deal again. It's costing you $17,000 to buy $30,000 worth of equity. So you're getting a return on equity capture, or a return on capital gain, of 176%. So you're probably wondering, how did I calculate that? Well, I took the $30,000 of equity that we captured and I divided it by the $17,000 that we put into the deal. And that gave me the 176% return on capital gains. So that's just two ways we make money in real estate. But the point I want to make is that if you're not making these types of returns with what you're investing in, then maybe you need to change what you're doing. I mean, that's the whole concept behind Lifestyles Unlimited. It really is. The whole concept is you decide in your mind that you have a retirement problem and you need help. And that's where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in. That's exactly how it works. Because once you realize that bag of money that you're saving up isn't going to get you to where you need to get to, and it isn't going to sustain you in your golden years, and there is a big, big risk of you running out of money before you die, and then you having to live your golden years with absolutely no cash. Okay, you might have Social Security, right? But here's the point. You get to a point in your future life where the big chunk of money that you were banking on your entire life, it runs out. And then what? Yeah, and that's it. And then what? So you move in with your kids? Do you become homeless? How do you deal with that? And maybe you're in your 70s, your 80s. Do you even want to deal with that when you're in your 70s or your 80s? I don't know. I'm not there myself. But the point I would make to you is that I don't want to deal with that at all. And I don't have to deal with that at all. And here's why. I've completely changed what I am doing for investing, and I'm not doing what you're doing. No, I'm not doing what you're doing at all. I'm doing something different. I'm investing in real estate that pays me five different ways, real estate that gives me cash flow, real estate that allows me to capture equity in properties, real estate that gives me big chunks of movement in my retirement game plan, big chunks of movement. Yeah. So let's take a step back and let's talk about this property a little bit more. So if you take $17,000 and you generate a cash flow of $304 per month, and then you buy another asset, and maybe the second asset costs you, I don't know, $17,000, and maybe it generates a cash flow of $304 per month. At that point, you will have taken $34,000 of your hard-earned money, and you will have invested it into two different assets that are producing $608 worth of cash flow. $608 worth of cash flow is better than $304 worth of cash flow, right? So the point I'm making is you buy assets to put into your portfolio. When those assets go into your portfolio, they do something for you financially. They change the trajectory of your life. They start creating income streams that you do not have to go to work for, that you do not have to trade time for money for, that you are free from having to do anything to affect the fact that it's going to pay you on a monthly basis. The business model is set up so that every month you get a recurring payment at a agreed upon amount. And that amount comes directly to you. Stop relying on earned forms of income. Start transitioning to something called passive income and start living the life that you want. I mean, how do you blow holes in that? Well, trust me, I tried to blow holes in it. I did. And when I was in that free workshop, I mean, they were showing me how they buy single family properties. They were showing me how they buy multifamily properties. They were talking to me about how I needed to change my mindset, how I had to change it from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. They talked about the five different ways I make money in real estate, because that's what I do now. But they showed me the five ways that I would make money in real estate. And you know what? I couldn't blow holes in any of it. So what did I do? I joined. I became a member. And here's why. Knowledge is power. The more you know about real estate, market trends, legalities, the less intimidating they will seem. And Lifestyles Unlimited is uniquely positioned as a real estate investor education and mentoring company. Those are the two services that they provide. And they do an excellent job of providing those services. We have well over 50,000 members worldwide, and the majority of them are real estate retired. The ones that are not real estate retired are working on becoming real estate retired, because the system that we follow, the roadmap, as Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, likes to call it, the roadmap is solid. The roadmap is the same roadmap we've been following for many, 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 many years. I mean, we were founded in Houston, Texas in 1990. So you can do the math and you can consider how old Lifestyles Unlimited is. And when you also consider that most companies that go into circulation as a company tend to fail after 5 years, we're still here. We are still here. We're still kicking. We're still screaming. And we're still teaching people how to retire themselves with the power that comes from investing in real estate assets. Now, the other thing that I think is so important that you have to have, in addition to the education, is you have to have mentorship. You do. Whether you decide you want dedicated mentoring, whether you decide you want independent mentoring, whatever you decide, you have to find a mentor who has been through similar experiences. Their guidance can be invaluable in navigating fears and complexities in the real estate market. As a matter of fact, what they do is they go through the environment and they literally, it's like Moses parting the Red Sea. They make it so that you can pass across something that you in your mind think is impenetrable, but in reality, it can be penetrated. It can be dealt with. You can learn how to invest in real estate. You can learn how to harness the power of real estate. You can start by buying one real estate asset, just one. You buy one and you put it through the ringer. You do. You buy one, you put it through the ringer. What do I mean? Buy one and put it through the ringer. Okay. So you've learned how to do this. So you go out and you buy an asset from a source that you created because you found somebody that is interested in transacting real estate with you. Could be a wholesaler, could be a real estate agent, could be a private seller, whoever you found the property from. You bought the property, you bought it at wholesale pricing, you have used hard money, so you're not using all of your money, you are improving the property, you're taking advantage of all the different ways we make money in real estate, and you are taking advantage of the fact that we don't work in our businesses, we work on our businesses. So what that means is you have people doing all the work to rehab the property. You're not lifting a paintbrush, a paint roller, none of that stuff, because you are controlling the asset. That is your role. You are the asset manager. Your job is to make sure everything runs smoothly. So you repair the property, you get it back to its original luster, and now people want to rent it because it's the nicest thing in the neighborhood. People want to pay you one third of what they make every month in order to live in that property. And then because you've become a Lifestyles Unlimited member and you've learned how to screen people correctly, you will screen your potential residents and you will choose from the best possible selection of people out there. And by the way, everybody that looks at your property is going to want your property anyhow. So it just makes it a pleasant experience. And then you put that resident into the property, you sign a 12-month lease, you get money every month, everything has been fixed up so you don't have repair problems. It is the best of all worlds. But the only thing missing is the fact that you have to take action. You have to take action. So how do you take action? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the button that says free workshop. Attend that free workshop and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.